quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? Man, oh man. I'll tell you what that means. That means tonight is the first night of the new NXT. I've never been so excited. What in God's name are they going to do tonight? They got rid of everybody, it seems. So we'll find out what the new NXT is all about. But that's tonight. I have no lineup for the show. I don't know why, actually. Is there a lineup? Is there a lineup for tonight's NXT? If there is, somebody let me know ASAP. I do have a lineup for tomorrow's Dynamite, as well as SmackDown on Friday, where lo and behold, JC Jane is on SmackDown, and Ricky Saints, and joining a number of others who have been called up, leaving virtually no veterans whatsoever down in NXT. So we'll talk about that today. We've also got the Raw report from Monday night. I thought the show was fine. They got less than 2 weeks before Backlash, so they got to rush to get things going. And there are questions as well as we build to Backlash, because I don't know if Cody's getting cleared, and I don't know if Stephanie Vaquer is getting cleared, and I know they had ideas for them at the show, but we will give you injury updates here on the program today as well, and all of the rest of the news. If you'd like to text us here today, you're welcome to do so, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. I'm F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Lance Storm is joining us here today. That's after the break. Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're in the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. Oh, I see what that is. Okay, so tonight's NXT. Who will be the new challenger for NXT champion Tony D? It's a great question. Lizzie Rain celebrates her debut. Ricky versus Shiloh. And Miles versus Saquon Sugars. And also NXT North American title. EK versus DVD. Who's that? Can we not
EK Prosper.
And... Oh, yeah. EK Prosper and DVD. Death Valley Driver? Digital video? I don't know. Anyway, that's tonight's NXT. But let's talk about the important things here. I should not have started with such frivolity because the first story is sad. They did, in fact, discover the body of Mark Izzard, 43, passed away April 18th, 1730 block of Las Vegas Boulevard. This was the wrestling fan who had traveled from the UK to WrestleMania weekend, and he was last photographed taking a picture with Natty during her April 16th book signing. And then the following day, he went to SmackDown at the T-Mobile Arena and then never made it back to his plane, never made it home. And there were missing posters that ended up on social media. Natty shared it. And unfortunately, he was found deceased. There is no word on the cause of death or anything of no manner of death, no cause of death. All of that is still pending. But all the best to his friends and family. Very sad story. You know, there's like, you know, tens of thousands of people that travel in for WrestleMania. And, you know, realistically, I know, like, I don't know, 0.5% of them. But still, it feels like all of the people that travel to Mania every year, because I also travel to Mania every year, it's like all one big family. And you see people, and you hang out with people, and it just is a really sad story that someone headed out for WrestleMania and never headed home. So all the best to his family and friends. Very sad story there. Got a couple of notes and updates on things. So I just tweeted this out to my Twitter subscribers, my X subscribers. We talked about it a little bit on the Observer radio show last night. This whole thing with Kyrie, okay? So a bunch of people got cut. And, you know, a lot of fans are upset about everything, and I don't like to see anybody ever get cut, especially because all these companies have so much money. I mean, if we're looking at this realistically from a business perspective, I mean, neither AEW nor WWE needs as many people as they have under contract. They got way too many people under contract. A lot of people do absolutely nothing. And, you know, for some of you, if you're a Kevin Nash, that sounds awesome. You know, make a lot of money to do nothing. But a lot of those people, they just want to work. And they don't get to work. And they don't get pushed. They don't get on TV. And they're still being paid. And, you know, there are people in all companies that wish they could get out of there. And I know I can tell you that there are people that actually ended up getting cut from WWE that aren't sad about it. But anyway, it's not fun to hear people lose their jobs. But the two people that I was really surprised by were Kairi Sane and Santos Escobar. And the Santos one, I don't know, man. Nash is not catching strays. I'm not burying Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash would tell you that himself. If someone was going to pay Kevin Nash $3 million to not work, he's not going to argue it. Like, he will agree with me, guys. This is not catching strays, okay? He said this before. It's show business. Anyway, so this Santos thing is weird because Santos, like, you know, his contract expired and he left. And everybody figured he was immediately going to go to AEW. And so they ended up backing up the Brinks truck to this guy's house. And they paid that guy a lot of money to come back. And, you know, he had some, he wanted to, like, have a personal meeting with Triple H to discuss creative. I mean, he had these different demands and they gave him everything. And then, next thing you know, they put him on AAA, and then he's in the next round of cuts, okay? Now, I'm not saying that this is what happened, everybody. Sometimes I got to talk, I got to put on my reporter hat, and sometimes I got to put on my fan hat, okay? And I'm putting on my fan hat right now. You ever heard that old story? You can't fire me, I quit, that old saying? This really sounds to me like they didn't want another guy letting his contract expire and willingly going to AEW. And so they hired him with the intention of firing him 3 months later. So when he does go to AEW, it was because he got fired and not because he left on his own. I'm not saying that's what happened, but when I really think about this story, I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. But please do not make some stupid story on the internet saying I'm reporting that, because I'm not.
I would speculate more it was a realizing or a changing of opinion that in the moment they didn't want him to go there, so they offered him everything. And then once they had him and didn't really have plans, someone said, why are we paying this guy so much money? We're not even really using him. And they decided that, you know what, AEW has a saturated roster as it is. It's probably not going to be the end of the world if he goes there, and they decided to cut budget.
Could be a lot of different things. I don't know why, like, he would have been a big star for AAA. I guess they probably didn't want to pay someone that much money to be a star in AAA. But regardless, the other reason that one surprised me was because he was actually injured. He hurt his triceps in that match. It was like a month ago. And
I heard someone say he was cleared like a week ago.
I don't think he was cleared.
Okay.
But I just don't think he was cleared. I was not, well, anyway. So, but let's talk about something else. Kairi Sane, okay? Everyone's all up in arms about Kairi. And, you know, there were Kairi chants on Raw last night. And from the WWE side, they're saying that, well, you know, one of the reasons she was on the list was because she's been wanting to move back to Japan for a while. And I do know that she was regularly flying back to Japan, like once or twice a month. She flew back to Japan like 2 months before WrestleMania. She's gone back and forth a lot. It's not quite like a Will Ospreay situation where he still lives in the UK and flies over for every single Dynamite. But I think that their claim is that she wanted to go home and, well, we were doing
married,
a round of
right?
cuts. Yes, and I believe her husband lives in Japan. But anyway, it does beg the question, like, why didn't you let her go after you finished off this thing? Because, you know, they have a poster out for this Io Sky match with Asuka coming up in, like, it's less than 2 weeks from now. And the obvious thing is Kairi returns, she screws Asuka, Io gets the win, Io and Kairi reunite, they hug, they celebrate, and then off she goes. And, you know, hopefully they bring her back for that. They should. I think technically, like, she's still under contract for 90 days, like her no-compete. So I feel like if she agrees to it, they should just be able to bring her back for that spot. I think they should do that. But anyway, that's the story with Kairi. So I guess it's a little less surprising if she wants to leave, but the timing was certainly very weird.
Yeah, maybe she set the time frame. Maybe she and her husband reached the end of their rope. It's possible.
Well, it is possible, but I mean, couldn't we have blown this off at WrestleMania if that was the case? I don't know. It's just weird. So anyway, when we come back, we'll talk about some other injuries and such, and more news. Observer Live.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today, and Bob McGee has an update here. He says that Izard's sister in the UK, this is the wrestling fan that passed away over WrestleMania weekend, his sister indicated he died as a result of an ongoing underlying medical condition. So that appears to be what happened. And best to her. Terrible story.
Yeah, although that's better news than if there was a criminal element to
it,
or something. Yeah, or something terribly wrong involving violence or something. So if it was a ongoing medical condition, at least it explains it. But obviously condolences to family and friends. It's very tragic regardless. I think he was in his 40s, so he's a young guy.
We have a couple of updates from Raw. Stephanie Vaquer is injured. They claimed a second-degree AC sprain, and she would be out for a bit. I presume that's what the actual injury is. Second-degree AC sprain, you can be out for a while. That's basically a separated shoulder. Sometimes they call it a separated shoulder. Sometimes they call it an AC sprain. Same thing. And, hopefully she won't be out too long. And also, Tala Tonga is out of action. So he wasn't on the show Friday. And, of course, there were all the cuts Friday, and so people were wondering if he got cut. He is on the shelf, although I do expect him to be back fairly soon. So maybe that'll tell you why I believe he's on the shelf. But he should be back fairly soon. So that's the update there. The NXT PLEs, it was announced on Tuesday that beginning with the Great American Bash, the PLEs will now air exclusively on the CW in the United States, a new multi-year deal. 20 PLEs, including Stand and Deliver, Deadline, Vengeance Day, and these will be airing live. We have that confirmed, and that's the update. So for those of you wondering, well, where are these things going to air from this point forward? Now we know the CW app. I can't wait to download another app.
Oh, is it an app? It's not actually on television?
I believe it's the CW app.
No, because I just assumed it was like the old Clash of Champions that WCW used to do that also just aired on the same television.
Golly, you might be right.
I often am.
Holy smokes, they're going to air on the CW. Well, the events will air live from coast to coast in the U.S. unknown. They will air at night or during the afternoon, as is the case with the other sports the CW airs, like college football. Everything outside the U.S. still on Netflix. How about that? The CW? I guess that's cool.
So
I don't need another app.
But actually, you guys in the States will have commercials, and what will us poor guys watching on Netflix have to tolerate?
Hey, listen, I'm all for commercials. I just fast forward quickly through them. Save myself some time. Although I hope they're not during the matches. That's kind of weird, actually. All of these PLEs, former pay-per-views, are going to air on the CW?
Well, they're no longer a premium live event.
But it says they're premium live events.
But they're just a television show.
The partnership calls for 20 PLEs. Hold on a second.
It's like a Saturday night main event.
Hold on. I got to follow up on this.
20, did you say?
Yeah. 20 PLEs over the next several years.
Oh, over the several years, that's fine.
Yeah.
So you could do 7 a year for 3 years.
Why is it called a PLE if it's going to air on TV?
Yeah, it'd be like Saturday Night Main Events or just a television show.
It actually says in the press release, adding WWE NXT premium live events to our schedule on the CW is a natural fit. What's going on here? Who cares? I'll figure it out while you're busy discussing something you wanted to talk about here today, Lance. Why don't you tell us about it?
Because I'm a detail guy.
You know what I heard, Lance? I spent a week, WrestleMania weekend, I hung out with your only other friends in the world, Don Callis. I don't know if it's your only other friends, but... And then what's his name?
The other one?
Ran into your other friend. But anyway, you know, the one thing they all had to say about you was the exact same thing. They all had to talk about your brain, Lance.
Yep, the robot brain.
Yes. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, just frustrated with all the people speculating about the Gunther-Brock retirement match, because Gunther has to retire Brock and how he has to use his favor with Paul Heyman to bring Brock back. And they very well might do that, but it's dumb.
Scott D'Amore, go ahead.
If the man is retired, begging him to come back so that you can retire him is like digging up a corpse so you can stab it so you can claim you killed it. He's retired. If he comes back for one match and you retire him, you accomplish zero. He was retired before you asked for the favor. And furthermore, if he's retired now and he comes back, even if he wins, he's retiring again. So the whole point of the Gunther would retire him is completely pointless. He's retired and gone. The only way this could actually make sense is if Brock came back, rekindled his career, went on a rampage, established that he wanted to keep wrestling, and then Gunther retired him. But to beg someone to come back out of retirement so you can retire him, it's almost your Santos Escobar situation of begging him to come back so you can fire him. It's like you could have just left him be gone.
You know, when they did that deal at WrestleMania, he took his gloves off, he took his boots off, he's crying, the whole shebang. And then, like, immediately I'm hearing, you know, don't buy it, he's going to do Minneapolis, he's going to... I was like, what? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And then, you know, it's the usual, well, let it play out. My favorite term in wrestling, let it play out. And I'm trying to imagine a scenario where it plays out, and I still don't ask the question, well, why did he retire at WrestleMania then? Like, if that was a storyline, why did he take his boots and gloves off? I mean, even if you do all of these silly stories about Gunther manages to convince a guy to come back for one more, or Paul, or whatever, like, why?
If you want him retired, he's already retired.
Why didn't he do the same thing he just did at WrestleMania after a Gunther match in Minneapolis? I don't get it. I don't know. It's bizarre.
That it is.
All right. Town meeting. Did we talk about this yesterday?
Don't believe so.
Paul Levesque's contract as the head of creative has been extended. This will quell a lot of speculation going around regarding his future in that position. So there was a question on the chat. Let's see if I can find it. It was early in the show. It was regarding this and how, like, they basically said, you know, doesn't these rumors of Hunter being removed come around every year for the last 3 years? Anyway, the point is, no, they don't. Okay? Sometimes, I'll say this, okay? Sometimes there will be something that's booked, and then, like, the fans won't like it, and then they'll try to get this traction going that maybe we need to, like, replace Triple H, or my favorite, we need to bring back Vince.
God.
Guys, he sucked, okay? All scandals aside, if those never occurred, he was horrible at his job. We do not need to bring him back. He will suck even worse now, because he's only going to get older, and he's only going to remember less. We don't need this guy back under any circumstances. But aside from that, so I will say that this year, leading to WrestleMania, okay, unlike previous years when fans were, like, discussing it, it was a topic of conversation in WWE leading up to this WrestleMania. And it wasn't a topic, and I want to make this very clear because I know there's going to be stories written about this. The people discussing this within WWE, okay, they were not discussing this in the sense that we think he's doing a horrible job. We need him to be replaced, okay? It was being discussed specifically because so much stuff was being done at the last second by people outside. The decision to bring in Pat McAfee, the decision to insert him into the storyline, the thing with Jelly Roll, the, you know, it actually, you know, I'd heard about it, you know, prior to that as well with other things that had come from above. And, you know, it was just kind of, there was a feeling that perhaps, you know, these people keep getting involved, and why would they be getting involved if they had so much faith in this guy? And there were people that thought, I don't know if this guy's going to be around at this time next year. And it turns out he ends up getting his deal extended, so he will be around. But there were certain people, I mean, there was definitely a discussion point that, you know, this guy may not be, this may not be his thing for a long period of time. It could be over soon. But turns out it's probably not going to be over soon. Although, hey, they just, you know, hired Santos Escobar to immediately fire him. So, yeah. But anyway, that was that. What else have we got here? Got this weird schedule for Dynamite. May 6th, May 20th, May 27th, all Wednesdays will be Dynamite and Collision back-to-back on TBS. We only have the total length of the first show, which will be 3 hours, which means we're going to do 2 hours of Dynamite, 1 hour of Collision. The second hour of Collision will be on the weekend. I'm hoping that is the case for all three of these. They did once have a situation where they did a Dynamite and a Collision back-to-back. There was a four-hour block, and this frickin' maniac still had an overrun. I don't need that one, okay? No! Back in a moment with the Raw Report, Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214.
That's 800-413-6214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today. What'd you think of this Raw show?
There was a lot of talking. A lot of talking.
There sure was.
It was 2.5 hours of content, I believe, and in that 2.5 hours of content, there was 5 matches.
Yeah, they got this weird thing where the show is usually 2 hours and 24 minutes. I don't know why they chose that exact time.
And that's with the commercials cut out.
No, that includes commercials. It's 2 hours and 24 minutes with commercials.
Okay, because there was commercials cut out of my broadcast, and I thought it was 2 hours and 24 minutes on the little bar that you pull along
well,
the bottom.
Well, yes, I've explained this before, but it's very weird. So when you open up, like I watched the show on my iPad, and when you first start it up, it says 2 hours and 24 minutes, or it might be 2 hours, 26 minutes, whatever. But that is the entire runtime of the show with the commercials. So what it does is the little timer moves ahead, and then when a commercial comes, if you skip the commercial, like it takes that time out. Or if you happen to watch the show and there are no commercials, it still says 2 hours and 26 minutes, but every time like they go to break, it jumps, the timer jumps forward 4 minutes. Oh, it's okay. Weird. So the actual show you can watch in like an hour and 15 minutes if you skip all the commercials.
It's really annoying like when you...
Maybe hour and a half.
Because when I pull it up in the morning to watch it after and I see that there's 2 hours and 24 minutes, I'm like, oh, crap, I've got to really hustle. It's a lot, but the show's not actually that long?
No, it's not actually
that
long.
That's dumb. It is. That bothers my robot brain.
I know. I figured it would. It opened up with a backstage segment with Roman and the Bloodline. What's their new name, Lance?
The First Family, apparently.
The First Family.
I'm waiting for the Jim Cornette rant now.
Well, Roman is the head of the First Family, and he's got the Usos there. And long story short, Jimmy seems to still kind of be a babyface, and Jay is just a flat-out heel. He's been yelling at the fans. He is angry at Jacob. You know, Jimmy at least says, you know, the guy should try to upgrade his household. And Jay's like, nope, guy's dangerous. Got to take him out.
How dare he try to feed his kids?
Yeah, well, you can't feed your kids at the expense of Roman. I mean, come on. Ridiculous. So Roman says, I'll chew on that and address it later on tonight. Seth came out for a promo. So this segment was all right, but the idea was Braun's going to come out, and we're going to give Braun the mic, and he's going to do a main eventer promo with Seth Rollins. And, you know, I didn't think it was a bad promo or anything approaching that, but it just was, it was too long. And I thought he was fine, but I certainly was not blown away. I mean, I've been watching these Roman Reigns CM Punk promos, and this was nothing like those. And, you know, him and Seth went back and forth, and they're going to have a match. You know what's really funny about this whole thing? Is, so, Bron Breakker was cleared, I think at the end of March, okay? And the original plan for WrestleMania was Bron Breakker and Seth Rollins. The original plan, like a long way back, was Bron Breakker beating, you know, CM Punk for the title, but that all got changed for various reasons. But he ends up getting cleared, and so they decided, we don't really have enough time. Let's wait till after WrestleMania to build this one up. So after WrestleMania is the exact same amount of time they had between when he was cleared and WrestleMania. They could have done this exact same thing and done the match at Mania, but instead they did Mania, and now we've got a 2.5 week build to the next show. So anyway.
That does save a big match for the next show, though.
I guess so, but like... Raquel, Liv, and Roxanne beat up Stephanie, the injury angle. We had Rusev versus Penta. Ethan Page was at ringside. Penta beats him clean in the middle of the ring, rolls him up and pins him. And immediately Rusev just jumps this guy because the feud must continue. I was like, how could I possibly care? But they had, you know, Page run in, and then Javon ran down to make the save, and so we'll get a... We'll get a tag deal.
You want another of my robot brain being annoyed?
Sure, of course. That's why you're here.
How can you be young and an OG.
Oh, my God. This is what you came up with?
It's been bothering me since I first saw them say that about Javon. Isn't OG original?
How can you be a young buck and be 40 and not a deer?
Well, at least they had the name originally when it made sense. They were the young bucks when they were young bucks.
Well, Lance, the reason...
They didn't start the name when they were 55.
The reason he's the young OG is because he's like 21 years old and he's been doing this since he was 14. So I'll give this one to him.
Okay.
Los Americanos did a promo. So now they've got not only Kaiser... But all of Los Americanos are doing their promos in Spanish. And, you know, this is just so bizarre.
The best part is, even when he's speaking English, he's doing it
yes. With
a little bit of a Hispanic accent,
yes. Even
though the dude's German or Austrian or whatever the heck he is.
He is incredible at this. And then he says he wants to challenge Rey Mysterio for later on tonight. Because you see... In AAA and TNA, he's a babyface. But on Raw, he's a heel. Even though they regularly acknowledge the angles and storylines from AAA and his upcoming match in AAA.
There was a lot of, I don't know whether I'm supposed to cheer or boo these people on this show.
Yeah, it's been bad lately. Becky came out for a victory promo and then issued an open challenge, which was... It was accepted by Io Sky, and they had a good match, and in the end, Asuka came down, distracted Io, Becky hit the manhandle slam, got the pin, Asuka hits the ring, just kicks Io's head off, puts her in the crossface chicken wing, we immediately start getting, we want Kairi chants, they turn the mics down, and immediately cut backstage, to where we see El Grande original with Rey. And El Grande original is like a babyface on this show. And he's kind of like buddy-buddy with Rey. But like, they're doing the gimmick on Raw, which is the gimmick that gets him booed on AAA, which is he's a fake Mexican and he can't speak Spanish. And so like, you know, he can't figure out any Spanish words. He's all awkward. Los Americanos show up. They cut a promo on him in Spanish. El Grande original goes, are you threatening me because he doesn't speak Spanish? And then they walk off, and I was just like, oh, my God. What's going on? What is going on?
They better unmask the right guy. That's all I'm
saying. They have to. Usos did a promo with Byron Saxton. LA Knight shows up. And he tries to encourage them not to get involved with Roman. And Jay basically tells him to split. Joe Hendry comes down to the ring for a concert. Where, in fact, yes, he sang a song asking management to fire Logan Paul.
Fire another person. 25 wasn't enough. We want to fire another guy.
Yep. And then they go to Michael Cole. My main man, Michael Cole. Who explains to us all that singing about somebody getting fired is all in good fun. So anyway, heels surround the ring. They're going to beat this guy up. Street Profits make the save. And then the Street Profits danced to Joe Hendry's music. That, in fact, was all in good fun. Grayson Waller's ranting and raving at Adam Pearce backstage. Guys, like, when we're in cutting season, do not rant and rave backstage and get a match with frickin' Obafemi. Because, man, when this was over, I was worried for old Grayson Waller. But we'll get to that. Rey Mysterio, El Grande Americano. I thought the match was all right. Nothing on this show really blew me away in terms of matches. Original El Grande.
Most were good, but finishes were unsatisfying.
Original El Grande ran out, prevented El Grande from using the gimmick in the mask, and then 619 dropped the dime. So hopefully this is, El Grande got pinned because of Original. So hopefully this is their way of doing what they do, and El Grande is going to win the mask match. We had my favorite promo, my favorite woman in all of WWE, Asuka.
and some slick editing to keep one person out of this video.
I love this woman. Her promo was incredible.
She's really good.
She is so great. And yes, they did not mention Kyrie's name, but she did mention, now we are both alone because I didn't want another EO. Could they have at least written her out before this? Like, for the love of God. She vowed to teach EO one final lesson coming up at this pay-per-view. Then we had Oba and Grayson Waller. You know what happened. And then Oba cuts a promo afterwards and he says, you know, Grayson did say that there wasn't a lot of opportunity around here. And he's right. All these champions locked up. U.S. champion doesn't want to do an open challenge anymore. So I have created my own solution. From today forward, we have the Oba Femi Open Challenge. We're going to do the street gimmick with Oba. And he's going
to start it with Brock, but okay.
Murder some new bloke every single week. He vows to mercilessly and unforgivingly punish everybody. All right. Liv met with Roxanne, apologized for them kicking out Finn while she was gone, and then underhandedly noting, well, Finn put himself before family. I mean, I watched when you brought him in when I was gone, or he brought you in. Can you trust me, she asks, and Liv says, or Roxanne says, yeah. So Liv leaves, and then Finn sneaks in, and he says, you cannot trust Liv or anyone in the Judgment Day. And Roxanne says, I can't trust them or I can't trust you. Now get out of here. And he leaves. Bayley and Lyra versus Roxanne and Raquel. This match was all screwed up.
Because this is a Roxanne.
It's in Roxanne. It's not her fault, but like it's
no,
in her,
but it's because of
yes,
her in her hometown.
It's fully. She's in her hometown. Nobody wants to boo her. They cheer her. They boo Bayley. They boo Lyra. They boo their hot tags. They boo everything they do. And then the finish is like, it's actually so stupid that I'm almost like impressed, okay? So Liv jumps up on the apron. Bayley grabs Liv by the hair, okay? The rule is, the stupid rule here, if someone enters the ring, if they touch someone, it's a DQ, but if someone touches them, it's not. So Bayley's yanking on Liv's hair right in front of the referee. Liv tries to get out of there, so she leaps backwards to get off the apron. Because Bayley is holding on, when she leaps off, she's pulled forward. She necks herself on the top rope and is pinned. This was preposterous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It was also amazing because I've been in this situation. Like,
someone's pulling your hair?
No, the being really over in your hometown. Again, it wasn't my hometown. It was the Maritimes. But
close enough.
Where you're supposed to be the heel and you're the baby face. And why was she legal on the hot tag? They made like two tags post hot tag. It's like, why am I blanking on Raquel?
Raquel.
Let Raquel be legal for the hot tag so there's a chance of getting the appropriate action. It's like, it's not that hard to lay it out so that the time where we're supposed to cheer for the baby faces, they're not beating up the really over hometown girl.
The main event segment was Fatu and Roman Reigns. And like people were so into Roman, they weren't into Fatu, which was a problem. And then finally Roman explains to him, like, you don't deserve this title shot. You haven't earned it. And if I give it to you, it's nepotism. And so Fatu flips his lid, puts him in the Tongan death grip. Roman hits him with the mic. Fatu puts him back in the Tongan death grip, leaves him for dead. And Roman accepts the challenge. Jacob was booed through most of this segment. And I don't think that was the intention. I don't know if they care in this particular instance, but it was certainly interesting because they put him over as a huge babyface on SmackDown. Killed the entire MFT single-handedly twice all by himself. So anyway, they'll be back on the show next week for more. And we'll be back for more after the break. Observer Live.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, we have come to the end of another show today, but Lance, it is not the end of upcoming wrestling shows. What have we got on Impact this coming?
Impact on AMC Thursday. We have Jeff Hardy in action with Vincent. Mustafa Ali starts his international open challenge. We've got a trios women's match, and we have the main event, which is the Walk with Elias guitar strap match with Frankie Kazarian and Elijah. Elijah.
I wish you hadn't told me that. It made me realize how much I hated that match in the show. God. Well, they kept hitting each other with the strap in front of the referee, and it was fine, and then they tried to use the guitar neck, and then they were in trouble.
Well, at least now it's a strap match, so the strap is legal. You can relax.
What about the neck of the guitar? Is that legal?
I would imagine most strap matches are no DQ, so I'd imagine everything's legal.
You need to find out for me, Lance.
Everything's legal, dude, I'm telling you.
All right, everything's legal. If I see someone grab that guitar neck and that referee tries to stop him, there's going to be trouble. You hear me?
All right.
Trouble. Well, I'll be back tomorrow, everybody. We got a lot to talk about tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show with Granny. We're going to be reviewing the first half of JCW Stranglemania from WrestleMania weekend, which I was going to go to live until the show started at like 1:15 or 1:30, and it was like, I ain't going live. But we're going to review that one tonight and next week, and maybe some surprises as well upcoming, everyone. Yes. So anyway, we're going to wrap it up for today. Thanks, Lance, as always. callers and listeners, everybody in the studio, all you folks on Twitch and YouTube. We'll see you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.